When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. It's Friday, and I'm really curious how my guest this week, Alan Minskoff, is going to bring us to a close after some really terrific audiobooks you've recommended this week.
I think this will meet the test as well. This is The Beauty of Dusk by Frank Bruni, and it's read by Frank Bruni, and it's a very sensitive look at a man who had to experience very tough ailment for his eye, and so his vision, again, the title, The Beauty of Dusk, his vision was impaired, certainly in one eye, and he also went through a terrible personal breakup that caused him to write this. It's an insight into someone who is dealing with a lot, and yet who is not feeling the victim. That's a remarkable achievement of this audiobook, that Bruni never comes across as like, this happened to me and oh, woe is me. What he looks to is understand how people, what they have achieved who've gone through similar or more serious things.
This book has gotten a lot of attention for any number of reasons, not the least of which he's a columnist for the New York Times. And I read him faithfully and find him to be an incredibly thoughtful person. And in one review I read about the book, Alan, Bruni is talking about dusk, and he said what it's about is the inkling, the real inkling that the day isn't forever. And that's sort of what he comes to grips with in this book. And I was so struck by that.
He's also an eloquent writer. He's a good reader. It makes for a very compelling listen. And you learn a lot because he is, of course, he's a good researcher and he's a broad reader and he knows lots of folks. So all those things combine to make this reflection on the nature of aging and the value of knowledge and wisdom worth listening to.
Yeah, especially with something like a memoir that's so deeply personal, it would make perfect sense for him to be the reader of it.
And it really does. It's intimate. I mean, he talks about how difficult it was when he came out in the 20th century, that was different than now. And he talks about the breakup of his relationship that was simultaneous to his becoming partially blind. I mean, that's a tough 1-2 punch.
Oh. Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you need to set this up?
I think it just will explain itself, but it shows his powers of observation and the eloquence of his writing.
Okay, this is The Beauty of Dusk, on Vision Lost and Found. It's written and read by Frank Bruni.
We met for lunch. Right away, I knew something was wrong. She smiled at me, only it wasn't the smile from college. It had boundaries. By the standard of her college smile, it was crimped and cinched and maybe even slightly crooked. I could tell that this wasn't an emotional shift, but instead something physical. Then I noticed a difference in the angle of her head, in the way she carried it, in the cadence of her speech and movements of her left arm. Both were less fluid. A few minutes into our meal, she revealed that she had Parkinson's disease.
Wow. You're right. I mean, the ability to see and then articulate that so feelingly, it really is a great passage. And he's a good reader.
He is a good reader, and he's so empathetic.
Yeah, you can hear that.
It's lovely to go through when somebody has this kind of issues, to remain so empathetic and to look for solutions that will matter to everyone.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's gotten so much notice.
I think so, too. And I certainly look forward to listening to it because this is a book I really think I want to listen to hear him tell it in his own voice. I think it has a lot of value.
I truly enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, Alan, thank you. And I hope you have a good rest of the month and I'll talk to you next month.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publishing the finest fiction and nonfiction audiobooks for adults and children. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dahl is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.